So when was your last checkup? Oh no, not you. Although that's important too, but when was your last vehicle checkup? When it comes to service, nobody knows your Chevy better than your local Chevy dealer. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule an appointment today.
Tell us about a scam you've come across lately. What is it? Whether it's an email, it comes in text form. What do you get? A phone call, voicemail, something like that. What was the scam? 312-981-7200. We'll share what we've got. Steve Burness is with us from the Better Business Bureau. How you doing, Steve?
Happy Friday, TGIF.
TGIF. Happy Friday to you too, sir. You know, I knew you were coming on today, so I went through my emails and my texts and my voicemails and all that stuff. And it's amazing, just in the last 24 hours, I was able to find so many of them. And one of them was from Bank of America that said you can get $3,000 back cash right now. And that one sort of screams because it's too good to be true, which is your measure all the time. If it sounds too good to be true, I hear your voice in my head. It probably is. So I knew that one, but I printed it out. And then there was another one that was, let's see. Oh, Pete, you have a voicemail that I got. We can roll some of that.
Your eligibility for rate reduction is about to expire. Press 1 for more information or hang up this call.
I seem to get that one a lot, too, that the rate reduction. And they don't even say who they're with. They just maybe they just hope that people are going to call in and say, I need a rate reduction. Is that what they're counting on?
They're actually counting on you wanting a rate reduction. It's actually coincidence. And we're seeing a lot more now for the United States Postal Service that your package has not been able to be delivered. You need to click here. And some people are waiting for packages. In coincidence, and it's almost like the driver's license, and people get their driver's license renewed, it's about a month away, and all of a sudden they get a text, that you got to renew your driver's license, so they think it's real. So it kind of goes back to the old days where the phishing emails, where you get those emails sent to you from your bank, they send to everybody, and hopefully somebody will have that name of that bank that they're using as a ploy. So if you have a Chase account, they're hoping that they'll send it to enough people that have Chase accounts. So the click on it, it's really it keeps evolving. Anna, you're saying, I get so many a day. I had my phone number since the bag phone, so I'm on every list possible since the late 80s, as you can imagine. But it's increasing, and they keep changing. It's like every day there's something new because our Better Business Bureau scam tracker is picking up all these scams, and people are reporting it, which is what we need. But these scammers are just changing every day, and they're hoping that they grab on somebody's attention in some way.
You're right about that. They're just fishing in the biggest pools they possibly can. So they're thinking that Bank of America customers will probably respond. And, if you say that Chase has one, too, it's a fake Chase thing that they say you must click here. There's been fraud on your account. There's all these sort of quick action things that you need to do, which, again, you say is a tip off. Anna got an email from U.S. Postal Service telling me a package was undeliverable, needing a signature and to click on the link to print an invoice and take it to the post office. I was expecting a package, but it didn't need to be signed, so it was not legit. Interesting to see the new group of them that involve the post office or packages that you need to get delivered, rerouted, address changed, all that kind of stuff, right?
Right. Yeah, the key is to remember is that they want you to get information from you in any way possible. So if you have to give information out on a text, that's the tip-off to the rip-off. If you have no relationship or you get it out of the blue, if it's a legitimate company, they'll find another way to get in touch with you. Or if you do get one, you're expecting an Amazon package and you get an email from Amazon or something, call them. Do that. Go to their website directly. It's so many people don't take the time necessary to do the checking. And I can't tell you how many people called me personally. A lot of your viewers who listen to the show, come to us with all these great tips. But they also tell us that they're getting all this information, from these different companies. And it's just amazing the amount of people that are being affected by this. And it's like it's nonstop. It's new people each and every day. It's not the same people. And it's working, Anna, because as we talked about many times, both you and me talked about, the only way to put scams out of business is not to give them your business. And that's the key. And until people stop, they're going to continue going and going and going. And I've never seen it. This is getting worse and worse.
That says something, because you've already said it's worse than it ever was about a year ago, and here we go. Hey, we're talking with Steve Burness of the Better Business Bureau, sharing your scam stories. Let's go to the phones. Vicki, go ahead. You're on WGN.
Hi, Anna. I received the same text twice, probably about a month apart, from Amazon. It said a purchase in the amount of like $780 has been approved for your account. Please call this number if you didn't make this purchase. So, you know, my first knee-jerk reaction was to call the number, and then I realized, wait, I'll check, you know, check my bank account. And, of course, mm-hmm. there was no purchase. And then I looked at the text again, and they spelled Amazon, A-M-Z-N.
I mean, at least you had sort of a tip-off there. Sometimes you don't, right? Sometimes they just seem so legit.
I didn't at first. You know, at first I kind of panicked, and then I, mm-hmm. you know, stopped a second and thought, now wait, let me check my bank account or my credit card first. And, of course, it was a scam. And then I got it again. So they just don't
Thank God you did. Thank God you
yes.
did. Thank you, Vicki. Thank you for the call. Steve, you're seeing a lot of ones involving Amazon. We had a caller earlier talk about PayPal. He gets a ton, and I do too. I have to admit, PayPal was another one.
Yeah, PayPal, Amazon, the big ones, the Chase and the Bank of America, as you mentioned. But what Vicki mentioned, your caller, is that the scare tactics. They want you to panic. Oh, no, they're charging me $700. I've got to do something right now. And people, you know, they kind of warn you that if you don't respond, we're going to charge you. And nobody wants to be charged $700. So it's that scare tactics. They want you to do something within that 30-minute time frame. They don't want you to ask anybody. They don't want you to check anything. They want you to develop, okay, what's your account number, Vicki? We'll have to credit your account then. Mm-hmm. What is your PIN number? What is your CVV code? And that's what they do, is that scare tactic. And that's what we call the tip-off to the rip-off, Anna.
I know you do, Steve. Let's see if we can get Betsy in here. Go ahead, Betsy. You're on WGN. What's the scam that you know about?
Hi. Well, my sister was on Reddit, you know, so she wasn't on a dating site. And she was conversing with someone. And they started, you know, I guess developed a little bit of a relationship. And then I guess they did connect. But at some point, he found out that she had some debt. And he said, oh, I know somebody who can help you out. And he ended up sending her a check for $13,000, told her to deposit it into her account, and then start using that money to, you know, pay this guy who was going to help her. And so ultimately, you know, she did. The check cleared. And then, of course, it bounced later. And she was responsible for all of the money that, you know, he had her spending.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Betsy. How much did she end up spending?
Probably around $5,000.
Oh my God.
And, yeah. And so it just was awful, you know, and there were red flags. We talked to her about it and everything, but you know, when you're in the midst of it, you don't want to believe that somebody isn't real.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's been tragic. And of course, you know, they have not caught the guy at all.
No, and it's such a word of warning. I hadn't heard of that one. Thank you, Betsy, for sharing it, because that puts it out there. Just to remind people, that's still there. Steve, I know you've heard a lot about that. We'll circle back with Steve Burness from the Better Business Bureau. What scams have you heard about? The grandparent scam, to me, was first introduced on this show, that, to my knowledge, that I know of. I hadn't heard of it. You talked about it. I want to ask you if that one's still going around as well. Steve Burness with the Better Business Bureau. Hey, Anna, 773 says, constantly get emails regarding car warranty expiration. I get those, too. I have never owned a car in my life. So, of course, I don't open these emails. Yeah, a lot of people do, though, when you talk about fishing into a big pool or pond, that's what they're trying to do, grab somebody who thinks their warranty is expired. Steve Burness is with us, the Better Business Bureau. Let's go back to the phones. Lynn, go ahead. You're on WGN. What's the scam
you
know about?
Hey. I don't know if this is a scam or not, but the last week I've had two phone calls, and they're asking me to call back regarding my shareholders' vote on a stock. And they mention the stock, and I can't understand what they're saying, but they leave a number, and they want me to call back and give my vote for the shareholders meeting. And I've never heard of this before, and I'm wondering if it is a scam.
Steve, what's your vote on that?
Well, it sounds like a scam if you don't understand this, you know, what they're saying in the stock itself. But if you Best thing to do if you have stocks is to call the company itself that you have the stock with and see if they are actually calling you. Most times it's not. They're just trying to grab information from you and trying to get information or ask for your Social Security number. We have to look up your account. So you have to be very careful in those situations. It's best if they reach out to the company yourself on their number you know, not their number, not their phone number. That's the best way, because otherwise they're always going to say, "Hi, I need to look up your account. Can I have your account number? Oh, I can't find it. Can I have your Social Security number?"
Yes,
and you're okay, and you keep giving it to them. So be very, very careful. You know, most companies will not reach out to you on the text only. They're going to reach out to you in other ways.
Yeah, the only stock that I have is in a portfolio that I have with my, with my account, and I mean, I can't understand what they're saying, but when they give the name of the stock, and I figured, I mean, I haven't called the number back, but I figured it was probably, some kind of a scam, because I get these phone calls all the time. I just don't answer them. But
they're relentless, aren't they, Lynn? I mean,
They are. Well, thank you so much, and have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you, Lynn. You do
Thank
the
you.
Same. And
Thank
I'm glad
you.
That you
okay,
thought
bye.
To think and ask the question before you went for it. Let's hear from Kim. Kim, go ahead. You're on WGN.
Hi. I had a message left on my phone, and they said that my Cash App had been breached and possibly my financial information could be stolen. So press 1, or they gave a number, and they said call that number. So just people are aware that definitely got to be a scam. I've never heard of Cash App, and I don't have it. So that's it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They're sending it to everybody, and hopefully they'll get somebody who does have a Cash App. And again, the breaches do happen, but you call the company yourself if you have the app and see if it is actually been breached in some way or number you know. They're throwing everything out there and hoping that you have one that you get scared, the scare tactic. And, of course, we need your number. That, Betty, we have to, find out who you are. So give us your Social Security number, and that's what happens.
Kim, thank you for reporting.
Everybody will call you if there's a problem, and just ignore the things if you don't know what they are, I think.
Yeah, there's so many of them. Just don't trust any of it. That's what I've come to decide. I hate to live that way, but it just seems like it's coming in all different ways at us, Steve. Thank you, Kim, for the call. Just mention this quickly because we have another listener, and I thought these were going away, the grandparent scam, but another listener has told us, 773, my father was called, told his granddaughter was going to jail unless he gave him a credit card to bail her out right now, and she'll have to stay over the weekend without bail. So they actually had her name. This is something you've talked about a lot with us, Steve, that it is called the grandparent scam. They often have personal details about the kids.
Exactly. And social media has a lot to do with that, because unfortunately, social media, you put everything on there, your name. Sometimes it has your relatives. So, you're attached to them, so they know the relative's name. And you're going on a trip. They know you're going on a trip. They know you're on spring break. And it happens to a lot of people. And actually, a few years ago, it happened to a banker I know, a vice president of a bank, and he was woken up in the middle of the night, and he gave his information to that person because he thought his grandson was in jail. And it's a scare tactic. It's that 30-minute thing. If they want you to do something in 30 minutes or less, that is the tip-off to the rip-off. You got to do some more research. You got to call somebody. You got to figure something out. And nobody's going to call you out of blue. No government police station say you have to give us your credit card or they're going to stay in jail. It doesn't happen that way. It really doesn't. But the scare tactic, it works wonders, Anna. And unfortunately, this grandparent scam is not going away. It's a nephew scam. It's any kind of scam where they kind of want you to get the money as quickly as possible. Yeah. And your previous caller, what I want to remind your listeners is that if it's a check, a payment for a check, most consumers think 3 days it clears your bank. Yes, by federal law, they have to clear it, but that does not mean the check is still good. The bank has, under law, 30 days to determine whether the check is good or not. So people at the fourth day say, it's good, it's clear, the money's in your bank, you can extract it all. But unfortunately, 29 days later, the banks will say that check is bounced, you owe us all your money back, and that's how they get away with it.
Wow. Thank you for trying to keep us safe, Steve. We appreciate you, and have yourself a good weekend, too.
You too. Thank you so much, Anna.